I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Women's soccer tries to get a toehold in Argentina. But first, in a press conference on Wednesday, NCAA President Mark Emmert announced that the investigation into the University of Miami's athletics program has been put on hold after the NCAA learned that its own enforcement staff had improperly obtained information through a bankruptcy proceeding that did not involve the investigation. At question is whether former Miami booster Nevin Shapiro, currently serving a 20-year term in federal prison for running a Ponzi scheme, violated several NCAA rules over an 8-year span. Yahoo Sports' Dan Wetzel wrote about the story of the NCAA's investigation in August of 2011. Dan, in a column this week, you wrote that the NCAA should just drop the case. Why is that?
The core problem is they're trying to enforce rules which, for over 100 years, have proven to be unenforceable. And they're doing it based on a fallacy of what amateurism is and the fallacy that they can create a level playing field, or they even care about a level playing field in sports. The NCAA is just trying to control the money and dodge taxes, and so they create this entire enforcement culture which continually embarrasses them and is completely ineffective.
Your proposal is that the NCAA should just do away with amateurism or the idea of it and allow athletes to be sponsored as they are, for example, in the Olympics. How would that work exactly?
It would work like the Olympics. If an athlete can get sponsored, then they can cut those deals. A guy like Johnny Manziel, the Heisman Trophy winner at Texas A&M, undoubtedly there's a car dealer in Houston that would love to have him in his commercial. Let him sell his likeness like any other citizen in the country. Boosters could sponsor kids, fans, whatever. Money could go directly to the players, not just through the administrators who want to control that flow. The IOC, the Olympic Committee, was the biggest proponent of what I would call shamateurism. So you're only an amateur at things you're not good at. They used to make fun of the NCAA because they gave the kids a scholarship. Eventually, they got past that. The Olympics did not fall apart because Usain Bolt doesn't have to live in poverty in Jamaica. He can get paid by Nike. It did not fall apart because Michael Phelps can sell Subway sandwiches on your television. In fact, the Olympics got better. It got healthier.
I understand the rationale in what you're saying, Dan, but you have made a career of criticizing the NCAA. What are the chances that that organization is going to listen to your latest suggestion?
Well, we're 0 for about 1,000 so far, although they did get rid of the... They did start a playoff in football. I don't expect them to listen, but I think it's important that people look at what amateurism is. Amateurism was created in the mid-1800s, mostly by the upper-class wealthy in England who had time to practice their sports, cricket, sailing, whatever it was. And they did not want the working class, who did not have time and had to work in factories 6 days a week, to have similar practice time and thus be good. So what they did was they said nobody can get paid and hence be able to quit your day job to practice. Amateurism is a joke. It was designed to create an uneven playing field. Yet that's what the IOC and then later the NCAA clung to as a way to make a ton of money. So I don't expect them to listen at this point. We're a long way from any real reform because there's still money involved. But the core issue has to be debated, not did this policy of one enforcement staffer in one case at the University of Miami get violated? Who cares? They've been breaking the rules in college football for over 100 years. They will be doing it for the next 100 years.
Dan Wetzel writes about sports for Yahoo Sports, and he happens to have co-authored a book called Death to the BCS as well. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Bill.